Welcome, healing souls. This is The Cipher in the Mind with me, Nanaya. Today on episode 1, we will decode the power of unlearning and rewiring. So, question: how many of you believe that unlearning ingrained beliefs can be challenging? Well, I'll agree to that. It can be very challenging. Is it brain or rocket science? Absolutely not. But it is science of the brain. So unlearning is a vital step for remembering who we truly are. Unlearning is simply unraveling deep-rooted beliefs, biases, and learned behaviors to open ourselves to new perspectives and possibilities. By unlearning and decoding these limiting beliefs, we can embrace all the change without any resistance. I remember when I was younger, it seemed hard for me to disprove anything that I learned as a child. Whether I learned it from family members, society, friends, all those beliefs had a major impact on my life. How many of you struggle to accept things other than what you were taught as a child? How many of you struggle with that? I used to ask my mom questions about my personal identity. Mom, why do I look this way? You know, is it bad to? Certain questions like, Mom, what's the ideal way to live? I've even asked the questions like, what contributes to success? These are all questions that I got answers from. I did get answers from. However, those answers didn't make much sense. And I believe they didn't make much sense because the people who I asked didn't have much of an idea of truth. So when real things happened, it started prompting me to ask more questions. The more I experienced a trauma, I started asking more questions about life. So there was one traumatic event that changed my life. And that tragic event was my brother, my 23-year-old brother, being murdered in 2008. That had me feeling so lost, angry, and sad. I didn't know where all of these feelings came out of nowhere from. Nowhere. I just got angry, sad, mad. And I was just walking around like an angry bird. And my cousin, she said, hey, you're just such an angry bird. And the only thing I was doing is grieving. And I don't remember myself grieving or being angry as a child. Or feeling like I've lost anything or anything as a child. It was just pureness, you know. I pretty much stayed to myself as a child. I didn't like people. My siblings and I were totally different. They were doing all kind of things in the streets, robbing, stealing, fighting. Hell, you name it, they did it. Me personally, I didn't find those things interesting. Whoever felt different from their family members, like siblings, cousins, growing up, who felt different? If you don't have siblings, that's fine. Who felt like a black sheep? Along their other family members, maybe. I know I did. I felt like I didn't belong at all. So I felt being alone was more exciting for me. I didn't like people in my face or space at a young age. But I did enjoy riding bikes. I had one friend. We shoot hoops, play basketball, climb trees, and play in nature as well. And those were amazing days. Just a pure, happy soul. No cares in the world. That state of mind is a state of mind that I've dreamed of getting back to. But the way life beat up on me, man, I didn't think I'd ever meet that person again. I became too depressed, stressed, and filled with anger. I started noticing the world was filled with demonic people telling deliberate lies. I want to take a moment to allow you to reflect on your childhood. What activities did you enjoy as a child? What activities will you incorporate into your adult life? Or did you bring activities that you enjoyed as a child into your adult life? What are they? And how it makes you feel? I know it's hard to get back to things that we enjoy doing with our busy schedules and all. However, engaging in what you love is a pathway to a happy soul. Doing what you love. And it's also an escape from the chaos around you. So mentioning chaos, I started noticing a lot of destructive things around me. Behaviors, people behaviors, you know, wars, casualties, just everything just looked weird in society to me. I'm like, hey, I don't want to fight. You know, why is there war? I was always thinking that as a kid, like, what is really going on in you know, in society? So I also would notice how family members didn't treat one another with respect, love, kindness, any of that. They were just mean to one another, competitions, talking about one another behind their backs. If anything happened, you had to stay silent. So there was just a lot of separation, division, and in our household growing up. So that made me question too, like, hey, why do we have to behave this way, you know? So, and then going to school, seeing the education system, that didn't make it any better. The justice system was corrupt. Government and justice system was corrupt, and they were totally against melanated people. All of those things had me questioning. You know, it had me questioning life. Then when terrible things started happening to me, that's when I began to dig deeper into human existence. I need to dig deeper at that point. But when people used to try to teach me anything new, I couldn't get it. It's like maybe I didn't want to get it because I would get triggered. I would argue, shut down. You remember the saying, they said you can't teach an old dog new tricks. That's funny because that's how resistant some people are to change. But seriously, unlearning was definitely a challenge for me. But to begin my healing journey, I knew I had to overcome that challenge. I had to face my fears of uncertainties and face the fear of societal pressure to conform to their beliefs and their reality. So once I released those fears, it was game on. I was prepared to unravel the inconsistencies in my mind in order to live in my true, authentic, divine essence. So now I have a question for you guys. What fears are holding you back from transforming? What actions can you take to let go of those fears? What I want you to do is close your eyes and release those fears right now as they no longer serve you. I'm letting mine go as we speak. So speaking of letting things go, it's time to go dig deeper into the mind. We're going to take a little bit further into the mind. Now, the connection between the brain and the mind is intricate and complex. The brain is a physical organ that supports mental functions, which is influenced by the mind's thoughts, beliefs, and intentions. The mind's function is a wide range of cognitive processes that shapes our thoughts, emotions, and behaviors. Now, there are some amazing key functions of the mind that I'm going to go into. And the first one is very vital. It is perception. This is the sensory information right from our environment. Sight, sound, touch, taste, and smell. The next key function is our memory. See, our mind stores, retrieves, and processes information, allowing us to recall past experiences so that we can learn from them and make wiser decisions in the present, which only matter right here, right now. Following thinking. Thinking is our ability to reason, solve problems, make decisions, and creatively navigate complex situations and achieve our goals. This one coming up next is my ultimate favorite, guys. It is emotions, something that we all find difficult to control at some point in our lives. What emotions are you having a hard time overcoming? I've been feeling a sense of shyness lately. Very shy and timid. Now, how emotions work. Our minds generate and regulate a range of emotional responses that influence our mood, motivation, and social interactions. Attention. Attention is very powerful. Our minds selectively focuses on relevant stimuli while filtering out distractions, allowing us to concentrate on tasks, maintain cognitive control, and keep in mind that whatever we put our attention to and our focus on, we attract. That's why we must be mindful with our intention and focus, and we must lean more towards positivity. So the next one is language. The mind processes and produces language. That's how we communicate. It goes for abstract thinking and the symbolic representation of concepts. So tone and sound is a very powerful aspect of this concept of language. Do any of you think the universe has a language? If so, reach out to me and let me know what language it is. I'm not sure, but we can definitely find out and discover this together. So the mind also oversees a higher order cognitive function, such as planning, organizing, self-regulation, and goal setting, to facilitate adaptive behaviors and self-control. Big on self-control. Lastly, my ultimate favorite too, the conscious and subconscious mind. Now, the conscious mind is a part of our awareness that we are actively engaged in or with while we're in the present moment. It's the seat of our rational thinking, decision-making, and voluntary action. When we are consciously aware, we're able to see and process sensory information, analyze situations a little bit more better, and make choices based on our inner knowing, not assumptions, based on our inner knowing, our values, and true desires. Now, on the other hand, that subconscious mind, it operates below the level of conscious awareness. It also influences our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors in profound ways and oftentimes unseen ways. It is the storehouse of our memories, emotions, and beliefs, and our habits. It's accumulated over a lifetime of experiences. Now, the subconscious mind acts like a powerful computer. It processes large amounts of information, and it guides our behaviors based on those deep-rooted, ingrained patterns and conditionings. Now, on a spiritual level, the conscious mind is associated with the ego. The ego is associated with your physical reality. This reality right here, we're on Earth, we can see it right here with these two eyes. Now, while the subconscious mind is linked to the higher self, which is the aspect of ourselves that transcends the ego limitations, and it connects us to a deeper truth of our own existence. Now, in the self-discovery world, it's vital to cultivate awareness of both consciousness and subconscious aspects of our being. Speaking of being, I found it so hard to believe that we were just humans, came from God, birthed by our parents, just a mom, just to die and, or suffer on this earth, die, and that was it? Now, something told me something wasn't right. It wasn't true. You know, so I was a person that I enjoyed seeking truth, you know, because things that didn't add up, it just didn't add up to me. And after a while, I was totally against everything that I was seeing around me. The whole pray to God to save you, sit back and just pray. You know, blacks are less than whites or any other race. You're slaves. Women were only here to serve and obey the man. The black woman wasn't good enough. Those were all things. To be successful in America, we must marry, get a job, career job, have children. You know, those type of things didn't resonate with me from a very young age. It just didn't seem like, what is this? Life has to be more meaningful than this. So now one belief that put so much fear in my whole childhood life and most of my adulthood was the belief of God, religion. I thought that everything I did would send me to hell with gasoline drawers on. And that made me question life even more. Like, why would that happen? For what reason? I couldn't understand this concept for years, which made me lost, confused, because my inner knowing always disagreed to that idea or that belief. It always just, it didn't resonate inside of me, nowhere near it. So this belief took me further and further and further away from my true self, and it went against my inner knowing. Religion was so fear-based and restricted and controlled. I had to figure out, I had to get out of that mindset so I can see something beyond that religion world. It's hard to see beyond it when you're stuck inside of it. You have to take yourself out, remove yourself, and then look back in it. You don't have to do anything but just look back and observe. So I started looking more into spirituality. That made me feel a little bit more better because I started realizing that spirituality was based on freedom and love, not fear and control or restriction. So I knew religion was a little bit, it wasn't much room to be who you want to be and who to make your own life. It wasn't much room for that. And I know I didn't want to listen to nobody. I wanted to live my own life. So there was something possible to make me do that. I started realizing that religion was based on others' experience. But when I dig more into spirituality, I realized you have to go within. That is your personal experience. You must go totally within to uncover anything about self. So I thought that was dope. Lastly, religion, they seem to separate people, kick people out if you have a different belief, if you dress a different way, look a different way. They don't accept you. And I'm saying to myself, how come? Now, on the other hand, let's bring spirituality. Spirituality unites people regardless of how they look. What are their beliefs? It does not matter. So gathering all of this information up, it wasn't to compare. It was just to simply say, hey, what fit me better? What's better for my life? And that's how I made the decision to choose spirituality over religion. Now, this whole concept means still broaden your horizons to awareness, self-awareness, awareness of self, awareness of society. Both can definitely do that, because with religion, the more you start reading the Bible, the more questions you'll have that doesn't make sense. So you'll start digging deeper into that as well. So it doesn't matter who source is, you're going to for source. As long as you're questioning and being curious with life and intentional with life. So source is whoever you want source to be. Just understand that this is a very magical world. So you must stay neutral and view it through neutral lens. Because neutrality is the power of not titling or naming anything. Neutrality offers freedom from the constraints of categorization, expectations, and judgments. We do that a lot. Oh, that's good, bad, wrong, right? We do that a lot. So the concept of being neutral is to encourage us to be open-minded and non-judgmental to whatever situation we're facing and or people. So we want to keep in mind that you want to be in the purest observation and acceptance state of mind that you can be in when it comes to this world, because it's very magical. So you want to have a pure observation and pure acceptance state of mind. So, guys, can you recall the last time you observed something without labeling it? How did it feel to just look at something without saying it's this, that? Well, I want you. You haven't done it before. I want you to do it from this day going forward. I want you to look at everything, people's behaviors. Look at how people look, just go people watching without people and thing watching, without titling or labeling things. So I have one other exercise for you guys. I want you to go grab a sheet of paper and write down all of your triggers, every trigger that you can think of. List them down 1 through 2, 3, 4. Just keep going and listen them down on the sheet of paper. Right next to those triggers, I want you to write down a belief that may be associated with that trigger. For example, I get triggered when someone distracts me. And that could be from a deep-rooted belief. Maybe I was taught that distractions hinder success. There could be any beliefs associated with why I get upset. It's okay to observe everything. But to get triggered means that there's a deep-rooted, ingrained belief that no longer serves you. So if it no longer serves you, and once you discover those beliefs, you must let them go. They are nonsensical, and you'll leave them alone. You will drop them. They will be released from your mind, your system. They no longer serve you. You must drop it. Let them go. Those may be beliefs from other individuals, like your parents, friends. They may be from society, the fear-based, societal fear-based things that they do to scare us. It could be from that. It could be from anything. Re-evaluate those beliefs, all of your beliefs, reevaluate them. They may not be yours, and that's why they are triggering you. All right, healing souls, you are now at the beginning stages of decoding and rewiring. That is it for now. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, make sure you like, follow, and share, but most importantly, return. Thank you for tuning in to The Cipher in the Mind with me, Nanaya.